here on WMFO in Medford, and I'm the doctor sitting in for the second hour of Chris's show. And we're all going to have a fine time. I'm usually here Wednesdays from 4 to 6 for TARDIS Jukebox. But not this week, as that's Christmas Eve, and I'll be on traveling to visit my family. So I'm going to get an extra hour of music in right here, right now on WMFO. And we're going to start things off with this new song from Molly Tuttle. It's called Story of My So-Called Life. And give it a listen and see if you get the same vibes from it that I do.
Cartwheel back in time, shy kid in 99. Looked different, felt the same inside. Too young to understand why I changed schools, changed my clothes, pierced my ears and my nose. Oh well, I guess that's how it goes. Another storybook lie in the story of my so-called life. One credit short to graduate, most of my friends moved away. One night I took MDMA, entered an altered state. Saw my reflection in the waves, they tried to carry me away. Heard a voice inside me say, it's your story to write, the story of my so-called life. This is the story I was born to write. Let's start from the beginning. I saw him on the orange line. He had me petrified. Midsummer nights like a dream. He was Rainbow, I was Verlaine. When we busted at the seams, you took more than my pride. Backed it up, headed south. Couch surfing, house to house. Wait until my arms gave out for any amount. 2020 came along, darkest hour for the dawn. You showed up on my lawn. Now I see the light since you came into my so-called life. This is the story I was born to write. Let's start from the beginning. Don't tell me how it's gonna end tonight. Just let me keep on living the story of my so-called life. Staring at an empty page, trying to find the words to say. Words get in my way. A triumph or a tragedy, a failure or a masterpiece. Don't know what the hell it means, but I know it's mine. This is the story I was born to write. Let's start from the beginning.
Now that new Molly Tuttle album, called So Long, Little Miss Sunshine, is a fine album, but it is a little derivative at times. One of the songs starts off with a complete ripoff of early Pink Floyd, for which is just sort of weird in the middle of a country pop album. And then this story of my so-called life made me think of this, which I'm sure is familiar.
We'll be right back. the end.
And as long as we're telling the stories of our lives, we're going to let Social D have their shot.
Think it is right.
say, oh, I'm looking for another way to process what happened on everything. But either way, if you're gonna call it on the mess, I'll come in front of you. And right away, if you're gonna play your part, you must drink it down, drink it down. In fact, factory floors, and my mind's content to lie at rest for hours behind my loving doors. And if there's a war, another shitty war to fight for Babylon, it's the perfect storm in a teacup, but you must drink it down, drink it down.
Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. I've seen him a couple times, but most recently he was taking Andy Gill's place in the Gang of Four as they were doing their final tour. And that was a surprisingly good show at the Crystal Ballroom here, up at the Cut in Gloucester. I've been going to Gang of Four shows for 40 some odd years. And all right, none of us are in our 20s anymore, but they still got it. Okay, here are the Crane Wives. This one's called Bitter Medicine here on WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Hamill, and that song's My Experience. It's from 1981, his Sitting Targets album, and that's something I've been listening to a lot lately. Those of you who listen to Tardis Jukebox will realize that for one reason or another, mostly Ken Burns's documentary, I've been listening to a lot of old country music lately, and that's something that my listeners get to listen to along with me. But I did find that Sitting Targets album, and I've been getting into that. It's quite a bit different from, you know, 70s country music, or for that matter, 40s country music. And a good way, in a good way, of course. This, not quite so different, but still different. It's the Hold Steady.
It just felt like 6 or 7 seconds, but I guess we went coast to coast. To me he didn't seem all that holy, and I guess he might have been that ghost. And I'm not saying that he came off all that hot. He burned a hole in me eventually. I've been mostly living in the center of your most holy trinity. So maybe now you might go out with me. 'Cause I got so much positivity. And I got so much positivity. There were amber waves of grain, and hawks and rustled thrushes. There were serotonin rushes. There was purple mountain majesty above that fruited plain. There were diamonds in the drain. To me we didn't seem all that much better when he went up and climbed up on that cross. To me it didn't seem all that much like a princess with your a bandaged hand and your hacking cough. Arms and hearts and alcohol and faith. We pull each other in, then we push it all away. Arms and hearts and alcohol and faith. We pull each other in, we push it all away. There were crosses and crushes, crashes and hassles. We were kissing in the center while the band played Ice Cream Castles. Arms and hearts and alcohol and death. She was awkward and thoughtful and descending into heaven, dripping wet. Arms and hearts and alcohol and faith. We pull each other in and then we push it all away. Arms and hearts and alcohol and faith. We pull each other in.
That's our friends from Corner Shop and St. Marie Under Cannon from their 2020 album, England is a Garden. Now here's something from Rondi Crowell, featuring Roseanne Cash and John Paul White.
It's like I'm sitting at a bus stop, waiting for a train. Exactly how I got here, it's hard to explain. My heart's in the right place, what's left of it, I guess. My heart ain't the problem, it's my mind that's a total mess. With these rickety old legs and these watery eyes, it's hard to believe that I could pass for anybody's prize. And here's what I know about the gifts that God gave. Ah, you can't take them with you when you go to the grave.
It ain't over yet, as someone who ought to know. Not so very long ago, we were both hung out to dry. It ain't over yet, you can mark my word. I don't care what you think you heard, we're still learning how to fly. It ain't over yet.
For fools like me, who were built for the chase, it takes the right kind of woman to help you put it all in place. It only happened once in my life, but man, you should have seen her hair, two shades of foxtail red, her eyes some far out sea blue green. I got caught up making a name for myself, you know what that's about. One day ship comes rolling in, the next day it rolls right back out. And you can't take for granted none of this shit. The higher up you fly, boys, the harder it is you're gonna get hit.
It ain't over yet, I'll say this about that. You can get up off the mat, or you can lay there till you die. It ain't over yet. Here's the truth, my friend, you can't pack it in. And we both know why it ain't over yet.
Silly boys blind to get their first, think of second chances as some kind of curse. I've known you forever and ever. It's true, if you came by it easy, you wouldn't be you. Make me laugh, you make me cry, you make me forget myself.
Back when down on my luck kept me up for days, you were there with the right word to help me crawl out of the maze. And when I'd almost convinced myself I was hipper than now, oh, you stepped up with a warning shot, fired sweet and low across the bow. No, you don't walk on water, and your sarcasm stings. But the way you move through this whole world sure makes a case for angel wings. I was halfway to the bottom when you threw me that line, and I'll quote you now verbatim, get your head out of your own behind.
It ain't over yet, what you wanna bet? One more cigarette ain't gonna send you to the grave. It ain't over yet.
I seen a new girlfriend,
thinks you're the living. Great big old sparkle in her eye.
It ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet, and hopefully it's something to brag about.
I've got a real important job in a large office building, riding people in an elevator. I drive a 57 Chevrolet with busted tail lights, burnout valves, and a leaky radiator. I wear a $20 suit I bought from J.C. Penney back in 1962. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you.
I'm a short order cook at an all-night cafe down on 18th Avenue and 12th Street. I wear a swinging mini dress that I made for myself from mama's kitchen curtains and old bed sheets. I've got 17 pages of top value stamps and one old pair of shoes. But I've got something to brag about, something to brag about, something to brag about in you. When you're with the fellas I know, you start bragging about my hourglass figure and my big brown eyes.
Tell your girlfriends about my sweet, sweet loving, and that's a want of pleasure that money can't buy.
So let's get married in the not too distant future. We'll rent a little flat on 29th Street. You know we'll hang our washing on a clothesline from the window. We'll feast on cornbread, butter, beans, and large meat.
Jimmy Driftwood wrote this thing. Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Do we want to try a break? Now your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the...
Yeah, we'll let them get settled in. This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from Will the Circle Be Unbroken. They're getting their act together because they did that whole album with a bunch of famous country music people from all across time. And it takes them a little while to get going. This one includes Doc Watson, so listen.
Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
He's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jim.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
And speaking of Will the Circle Be Unbroken, here's the Carter family.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, I was standing
when I saw that bus come rolling for to carry my mother away.
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky. Could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky.
Well, I went back home, yes, my home was hopeful, although mother had gone on. With my family, stand together, now no one stands alone.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Time to be wrapping up this hour here. So we got a little Zachary Lucky, because he's good at getting gone.
A 100 miles from nowhere, yes, I'm good at getting gone. Always been better living on the road. Was gas station coffee, waking up alone. 100 miles from nowhere, yes, I'm good at getting gone. Singing in a barroom, North Ontario. And I get to wondering what the hell's this for. Singing for the tip jar, there's never much you know. 100 miles from nowhere, yes, I'm good at getting gone. Add up fast, all my bills they do too. caught up fast. All my bills, they do too. And I wonder what'll be left when I get on home to you. Could have been different. Swung a hammer, drove a truck. No matter how you cut it, never had much luck. So I guess I'll keep rolling, chasing after these songs. 100 miles from nowhere. Yes, I'm good at getting gone. They add up fast. All my bills, they do too. And I wonder what'll be left when I get on home to you. All the miles, they add up fast. All my debts, they do too. And I wonder, will you be there when I get on home to you?
The doctor will be good at getting gone. Hopefully you all will have a great time this evening. So what's up later?
Oh, we have got so the Tears of the Gods with a theme of Apollo Dionysus.
So stay tuned to WMFO in Medford for all that and more. The doctor will be back Tuesday at 3 o'clock. I'll be sitting in over winter break for that hour every week. I won't be there this Wednesday. I know you're all disappointed, but the following Wednesday I'll be back, and it'll be New Year's Eve, and I'll be done by 6 o'clock. So we can all go take a nice early nap or something like that and get ready for the evening. Anyhow, Merry Christmas to all of you. If I don't talk to you, if you don't hear me before then, and keep listening to WMFO in Medford if you want to stay on the off the naughty list.
I feel the earth move. I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. There was a judge who like puts in a court and the judge have like in what able jail. What it could be, a spanking or a whack or a smack or a swat or a hit. This could be where of judges and courts and jails and who was it. This will be doing the facts of David Cassidy of where in this case of feelings that could make you happy, that could make you sad, that could make you mad, or that could make you jealous. So do you know a jail is a judge in a court could? So this could be like in those green Christmas trees so Santa Claus has about red. And now the Einstein trail is like the Einstein on the beach. So if you know the facts. So this would happen what I saw in Lucy or a kite you raced all the way up. This is a race. So this one will have 8 in types into the pink ring. So this way could be so very magic. This could be like seeing where a woman comes out to grab her. So this would she grabbed her. So this could be if you lie on the grass. So this could be where if the earth move or not. So here we go. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel some ostriches are walking into a satchel. Some like them. I went to the window and wanted to draw the earth. So when David Cassidy tells you, all of you, get on going, get going, get going, get going. So this could be like WABC. J. Reynolds from midnight to 6 a.m. Harry Harrison from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Ron Lundy from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Johnny Donovan from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. I feel the earth move, Carol King. I feel the earth move, I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. There was a judge who like puts in a court and the judge had black body and white jail. What it could be, a spanking or a whack or a smack or a swat or a hit. This could be where of judges and courts and jails and who was it. This would be doing the facts of David Cassidy of where in this case of feelings that could make you happy, that could make you sad, that could make you Do you know a jailer is a judge in a court court, said this could be like on those green Christmas trees, so Santa Claus has a big red. And now the Einstein trail is like the Einstein on the beach. So if you know the facts, so this would happen what I saw in Lucy Ricard, you raced all the way up, this is a race. So this one will have 18 types into a pink rink. So this way could be very magic. So this will be like seeing a woman comes out to grab her, so this what you grabbed her. So this could be a fly on the grass. So this could be more if the earth move or not. So here we go. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel some ostriches are like into a satchel, some like them. I went to the window and wanted to draw the earth, so when David Cassidy tells you, all of you, to get on going, get going, get going, get going, so this could be like the WABC. J. Reynolds from midnight to 6 a.m. Harry Harrison from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Lynn Lenny from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Steve O'Brien from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. Johnny Donovan from 4:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. I feel the earth.